Recent data from Allegheny County showed the spread of COVID-19 is slowing. Dr. Mark Roberts directs the Public Health Dynamics Laboratory at the University of Pittsburgh, which is performing epidemiological modeling of coronavirus. 90.5 WESA's Sarah Bowden asks what this modeling tells us about where we are in the outbreak and when we might be able to return to normal life.
The White House often references the University of Washington's coronavirus modeling, which currently estimates that Pennsylvania's COVID resource needs, like hospital beds and ventilators, will peak on Monday. Does modeling by the Public Health Dynamics Lab at Pitt show something similar?
We do show remarkably similar numbers about what the height of the peak would be in Pennsylvania. So, for example, the University of Washington model predicts a peak number of hospitalizations of 2,163. Our peak is about 2,000, which is not significantly different than 2,163. The thing that our model has been saying very differently than the University of Washington model, which I think it's just not what the University of Washington model was built to talk about, was what happens when you release social distancing. And all of the simulations that we've been doing for the state that look really bad, all those really high numbers occur after you turn social distancing off. And if you turn social distancing off too early, when there's still a lot of susceptible people, and before there's a vaccine or before there's treatments, the disease comes back.
Pennsylvania Secretary of Health Rachel Levine said earlier this week that the state has seen a, quote, subtle flattening of the curve. Do you agree with this?
The data that I've seen has shown that it's not rising as fast as some people had feared, but it's still going up. Even if you do see a flattening of the curve, and even if you see it turning and going down again, that doesn't mean you're out of the woods.
It seems to me that Western Pennsylvania overall is doing a better job at stemming the spread of coronavirus compared to Eastern Pennsylvania. But are we actually doing a better job, or is it just luck that, you know, our cases came later and we had more time to implement social distancing?
I think you hit both of them right on the head. The state, I mean, Secretary Levine and the governor, pretty early closed schools and recommended non-essential business closures and things like that. It's just it's a fact of life that large urban centers are going to get the disease more early. I mean, Philadelphia started things earlier than Allegheny County did, probably because it got a case earlier. And as an epidemic progresses, that early time when you're spreading to people and nobody really knows it and people aren't symptomatic, that's crucial to letting an epidemic take off.
When do you think we can ease off social distancing? Because it sounds to me like it might be a while.
What we're interested in is finding mechanisms by which we could relax social distancing in ways that are as safe as possible and yet can return the community to working and things like that. So, for example, if we could start doing widespread antibody tests, you could find people who were immune and they could go back to work. The other thing to think about is relaxing the social distancing based on the set of risk factors that we know the kinds of people who would do most poorly if they got the disease. So you could imagine relaxing social distancing in younger people, but not older people. Or you could imagine relaxing social distancing in people who have who do not have comorbid diseases, but keeping recommendations for people who have asthma or chronic obstructive pulmonary disease or immune diseases or things like that. And the other thing that we just don't know enough about yet is how much seasonal variation will there be in the infectivity of COVID-19. We know, for example, that all of the endemic coronaviruses that kids spread around each other all the time, I mean, they almost disappear in the summertime, and they're only seen in the fall and winter. Now, that doesn't mean there's not going to be another problem in the fall, but at least it gives you breathing room to prepare and to have more time to make treatments or maybe even more time to make a vaccine.
That was Dr. Mark Roberts of Pitt's Public Health Dynamics Lab speaking with Sarah Bowden about the trajectory of coronavirus in Pennsylvania. WESA receives funding from the University of Pittsburgh.